Bringing back manufacturing jobs was one of the big promises President-elect Donald Trump made during his campaign. It's unclear how or if he can deliver, and even if he does, there's been a price in recent years. American workers have to accept lower salaries. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports from the General Motors plant in Spring Hill.
This is a plant that very nearly closed in the depths of the recession, especially when GM was on the brink of bankruptcy. Now, several thousand workers here, and things are so busy, they're working around the clock, even did not take off Election Day, which is typically a holiday for this plant.
And so our workforce is tired, but they're very happy with the scenario.
Mike Herron is the longtime chairman of the local United Auto Workers, and he's a little out of breath from crisscrossing this huge complex trying to train all the new hires. The SUV they're building is already a top seller, but Herron says not just any car can be made in the U.S. profitably.
I'm saying be careful. Like, I'll give you an example. The Cadillac that we're building right now in this plant was brought back from Mexico.
But getting production back hinged on the union agreeing to reduce starting pay by nearly half. The generous pensions are replaced by 401ks, and even the deep employee discounts on new cars are harder to come by.
You can tell somebody that you're going to bring all these jobs back to America, but at the end of the day, the automotive manufacturers are going to have to make a financial return on their investment. In order to do that, you have to figure out a way to make money in this country.
And yet, even with the lower pay, GM hasn't had too much trouble finding job seekers.
Make sure you put your cards here, please.
Yes. Trainees wear badges that say temporary as they line up to register with the union. Susan Richardson was hired on earlier this year.
They started hiring the locals. As soon as I heard that, I put in, and I'm actually getting my chance at it. So I'm just very, very blessed.
She says she's been interested in working for GM since the company opened its plant in 1990. John Daniel Allen sees opportunity to regroup after shutting down his family's dairy farm.
You know, I'm 40 years old and probably need some retirement and that kind of stuff, so I've decided to step out and try something new.
For recent hires like Allen, it will take nearly a decade to work their way up the pay scale to where GM employees used to start. But that negotiated deal to cut labor costs was what kept factories like this one going. Just like the plant itself, the fitness center is back in business. Sam Madewell is pumping iron on a day off and thinking about the future under a new president.
There's a stronghold. I think it's in every organization, the company. The man is winning.
And by the man, he means big corporations.
Now, I don't know if Trump is for us or against us, but seems like the man is winning. Seems like the man has won.
Maybe Trump will help the domestic auto industry, but Madewell doubts that workers will see it in their paychecks. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.